This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, this is Connie Louise. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit Community Calendar event should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Or email your events to WCNO@WCNO.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is now open. Black Beauty offers top quality hair products, human and synthetic hair. Get more value for less money and look your best. Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is located in Port St. Lucie at 1702 Southwest Bayshore Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They can be reached at 772-380-6457, 380-6457.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
What Hollywood has painted us to be is something that has been a barrier for us to empowering people with really what God wants to give them. God really wants people to be empowered, amen? Because most people are afraid of what they don't know and what they have never experienced. Huh? What you're not up on, how many know you'll be down on? If you ain't in it, amen? And anything that you have never embraced in your life, it won't be easy for you to accept sometimes because you've already got a certain way of thinking about things. Amen? So ladies and gentlemen, what we really need to do is understand is what is Pentecost? What does Pentecost mean? Well, Pentecost is a very important word in the life of the charismatic church. That word Pentecost means 50th. It's 50 days after the Passover dinner. Amen? So on seven Sabbaths later, plus one day is 50 days. And Pentecost is the second major feast celebrated on the Jewish calendar every year. The first is the Feast of Passover. The second is the Feast of Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. And the third celebration is called the Feast of Tabernacles, which takes place in the fall. It was part of the Jewish calendar. It was not just some contrived word that a bunch of people fell in love with Jesus and started running and dancing. I mean, Pentecostalism didn't start when people just started playing loud music and dancing. Come on, it's been around a long time, amen? Pentecost has existed all the way through the Old Testament. It was a celebration of God's grace and a celebration of God's law. In fact, it was at Pentecost, or in the Jewish terms, that we get the day of Shavuot from. Everybody say Shavuot, amen? That was the day that the Holy Torah was handed down to Moses. When God made the Ten Commandments, happened on the day of Pentecost. Because we find out that this is what happens in the scriptures, that what God comes to do in the spirit is not just write on tablets of stones, but he comes to write the law on the hearts of men. I mean, God wants to put his law in your heart. When the Holy Spirit comes to live in my life, I no longer have to have somebody reminding me of the Ten Commandments. I got the Holy Spirit putting the law of God in my heart, so I know how to live. I know how to behave. I know how to answer. I know how to act. How many of you went to do something and then you felt bad about what you said after you said it? Amen? Where did that come from? That comes from the Holy Spirit. It wasn't because somebody told you it was wrong, because most of us are pretty selfish anyway. It was that the Holy Spirit began to write the law of God on your heart, and then you begin to get convicted when you did something that you knew you shouldn't have done. Is everybody all right? Because how many know you are a spiritual person? Your body is a dirt suit. It's made from the dust of the earth. It's going back to the earth. You ain't taking this body to heaven. You're getting a new one. Is everybody okay? Woo! So don't feel bad when you look in the mirror, and don't go spend $50,000 on a facelift and a tummy tuck. It's all going back to the dirt anyway. Somebody say, I've been saving for 20 years. I'm going to get me a lifestyle lift. Don't worry about it. Unless your husband wants you to get one, then get one. I heard my daddy preaching one time. He said, sometimes you got to put a little paint on the old barn. Hello. How many of you recognize this morning, just like you feed your natural man, you have to be able to feed your spiritual man? And it's going to be hard for you to have any great spiritual ability or spiritual strength in your life and breakthroughs if you continuously satisfy the appetites of the natural man instead of satisfying the appetites of the spiritual man. In fact, the Bible says in Galatians, and it's in very graphic terms the way he says this, it says the flesh lust after the spirit, and the spirit lust after the flesh, meaning that the flesh has cravings that try to overtake the spirit. In other words, you got natural cravings that will try to kill the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Your natural self is going to go after things that are going to be contrary to what God wants to do in your life. And he says at the same time, the Holy Spirit has in you cravings and has desires for the things of heaven. Wow. How many know that the Holy Spirit has a desire in you today? He has a desire in you to worship. He has a desire in you to live in the presence of God. There's a desire by the Holy Spirit to learn more about God, to spend time with God, to have fellowship with God. Amen? The Holy Spirit has cravings, watch this, that the flesh constantly works to destroy. So we have to determine which one we are going to feed. Amen? How many know if you got two dogs, whichever one you feed is going to win the battle? If you feed one dog and starve the other one, the dog that's been eaten is going to kill the dog that's been starving. Amen? Jesus said it this way. This is what I want you to do. I want you to stay in Jerusalem. Watch this. He's talking about the most devoted followers that he has. He's got 11 disciples there, and there's 120 of them there, and they all went into this upper room, and he said this to them. Don't leave Jerusalem until you have received the promise of the Father, because when the promise of the Father comes, you will receive power. Somebody say power. The King James translates it this way: you will be endued. I like that word, endued. Amen. Another translation says you will be equipped. Another translation says you will be given the ability of God through the power of the Holy Spirit to do miraculous things. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will have supernatural ability to accomplish the works of God.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Don't try to do it without the Holy Spirit. How many of you know if Jesus was telling his most devoted followers, don't attempt this without the Holy Spirit, then how many of you know today in 2015, you and I shouldn't be attempting anything without the power of the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. Amen. In the Old Testament, the Bible used this terminology, and the Spirit of God came upon them, and they did whatever it was they did. Somebody say, up on. The Spirit of God came up on them. In other words, in the book of Judges, the Bible would say it this way. The Spirit of God came mightily on Samson, and he tore apart a lion. He had supernatural ability. Or the Spirit of God came upon David, and he took a slingshot with a stone and knocked the giant down. Come on, supernaturally, amen? Or the Spirit of God came upon Elijah, and he would begin to prophesy over the nation of Israel. Watch the terminology. The Spirit of God came up on them, meaning that there was a time of visitation that God came upon them to accomplish a task by the power of his anointing. But how many of the Holy Spirit had not been given to come and be resident within them because Jesus had not come yet to pay the debt on the cross with his blood? The sins of the Old Testament were only covered. Somebody say they were covered. I'm going to try it again. The sins of the Old Testament were only covered. Somebody say covered. Covered. We get that. Amen. In the Old Testament, they lived for the Day of Atonement, which covered their sins. But the Day of Atonement never removed their sins. It never cleansed their sins. So when God saw them, he looked at them through the blood of goats and bulls, and he saw the blood, and they were atoned for by that blood, and they were covered by it. Somebody say covered. Covered. But how many of you know this morning that the Holy Spirit cannot live in contaminated vessels? He can only come on upon them to accomplish a certain task. But when Jesus came, somebody say when Jesus came, watch this. He didn't just come to cover my sins. He came to remove my sins. He came to wash my sins away so that now I'm not just the man who's been covered up. I'm not just the man who's got sin that's being hidden from the view of God. I'm a new man. I've been born again. I'm not the old creature anymore. I'm the new creature. I've got new genes. I've been regened. I've got a new beginning. I'm not the old person. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm brand new. He has removed from me the power and the work of sin so that now, watch this, I don't have to go to the temple of God to make a sacrifice. I am the temple of God. He takes residence on the inside of me, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hello, temple. And now in the New Testament, I don't just say the Holy Spirit comes upon me. I now declare that the Holy Spirit is here to live in me, praise the Lord. So when we begin to understand what happens in the New Testament, see, the Lord prophesied this in Ezekiel chapter 36. He said to them, when the new covenant comes, I will put my spirit within you and will cause you to walk in my statutes. In other words, the law of God that comes by grace will manifest in our life because the Spirit of God lives in us, meaning you don't have to try to be a Christian. You is one. You are one. Praise the Lord. Amen. That means you and I are doing this on our own. Oh, y'all missed a good place to shout. We ain't doing this on our own. See, I did all this. I tried to do all this stuff on my own. I made a mess. Amen. I tried to behave. I couldn't behave. I tried to be quiet. I couldn't be quiet. I was told to sit still. I wanted to move. I was told to come here. I went the other way. Can anybody relate? Amen. Y'all know you're guilty. Go ahead. Confession is good this morning. I had to have the Spirit of God come live in me. That's why Galatians chapter 2 is so powerful for us. He says, it's no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. Praise the Lord. So today we recognize that the Holy Spirit doesn't only come to be on us, he comes to be in us. So then you say, well, what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I'm glad you asked. I brought a little demonstration.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
See, when Jesus comes to live in our heart, he fills us. And we get full of the Holy Spirit, and he's living on the inside of us. Now he's living on us. Isn't that beautiful to be full of Jesus like that? Some of y'all got a half-empty cup. You need to get some more Jesus in you. Come on now. But now he comes and he says, I don't want to just be in you. I want to be up on you all the time. And we get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And now we are submerged in the Holy Ghost. Amen? So what happens at Pentecost is the Holy Spirit comes. But he says, I'm going to baptize you in my Spirit. So I'm now going to take the Holy Spirit that's in you and put you in the Holy Spirit so he can work through you and around you and on you. And now you are the anointed of God. Amen? See, it's one thing for me to walk around with the Spirit of God in me. That's powerful. Come on, amen? But now he says, I'm not only going to be in you, but I'm also going to be on you. There's going to be an anointing on your life to do greater things, to do marvelous works, to do miracles, to see the captive set free, to preach the gospel. Oh, come on, help me somebody. To open blind eyes, to raise dead people, to cause deaf ears to pop open. He said, not only am I in you, but I'm going to be on you so that when you walk into a room, I'm walking in the room with you. When you walk into an atmosphere, the atmosphere begins to shift. It doesn't matter what kind of atmosphere you walk in. They can be screaming and hollering and cussing, but when you walk in, things will begin to move because you walk in with the Holy Spirit of God in you and on you, and the atmosphere begins to change, and it begins to set a stage for miracles, for the gospel to be preached, for lives to be changed. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Everybody say power within and power upon. See, the power within gives me the ability to live the Christ life, but the power upon gives me the ability to do Christ's works in the world. Amen. I can live the Christ life and I can do the works of heaven. I don't have to keep taking it on the chin. I don't have to keep backing up. I don't have to keep living in regret. I can take a step of faith and proclaim the kingdom of God that's in front of me. Hallelujah. I can live the life that God has called me to live. I don't have to be bent down. I don't have to be busted. I don't have to be broken. I can live in victory and be an overcomer in this life. Do you believe that today? Somebody say the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo. All right, that's enough foundation. Watch this language. But you shall receive. Everybody say receive. Receive, receive, receive. You know what that means? That means you don't earn it. You receive it. I mean, you don't earn your salvation. What do? You receive it. God provided salvation 2,000 years ago. You can accept it. He gave it by grace. You accept it by faith. You receive it into your life. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. I am born again. Huh? And I become a Christian by receiving Christ. I don't earn Christ. I can't get into heaven by what I do. I can't come to church enough. I can't read my Bible enough. I can't pray enough. It's a free gift from heaven. I receive it into my life. Amen? But listen to me. Some of us in charismatic circles and in Pentecostal circles, we want to shift gears when it comes to the fullness of the Spirit. And we all of a sudden receive Christ by grace, and then we feel like we got to earn the Holy Ghost. Huh? That we got to jump through a bunch of hoops, and we got to pray for 6 hours a day, and we got to say the right thing and do the right thing if we're going to be empowered by the Holy Ghost. Amen? But listen to me. You receive it. Somebody say, I receive it. You don't earn the fullness of the Spirit. You don't say, well, I got myself cleaned up enough now. Now I can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. No, what qualifies you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the blood of Jesus. It goes hand in hand. Amen. We don't have near enough time this morning for me to begin to unpack all this stuff. But I mean, you know, in the Old Testament, when they came to anoint a priest or they came to anoint a prophet, they anointed the priest this way. They would always first apply the blood. Somebody say the blood. The blood was applied to the ear, it was applied to the thumb, and then it was applied to the toe, meaning that what he heard, what he did, and where he went was all going to be covered by the blood. Somebody say the blood. But once the blood was applied, then they would take the oil and they would apply the oil to his ear, to his thumb, and then they would apply it to his toe. Meaning that what they did by the blood, they will now do through the power of the Holy Spirit or through the power of the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. So when I became a believer, how many of you know this morning that what happened is the blood cleansed my life. The blood took my sin debt away. Everything changed. Once the blood had been applied, then the oil of the Holy Ghost can begin to flow through my spirit and through my life. The blood of Jesus can set me free. It broke the power of sin over my life. Now everything that I do in my life today, I do by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, amen. So everything in the life of the believer comes on the basis of Calvary through the power of Pentecost. You cannot have Calvary without the power of Pentecost. That's why there's so many people today that step through the threshold of salvation. They get saved, but they constantly live in a place of defeat. You cannot live in victory without the power of Pentecost in your life. Everything that happens in the Christian life happens on the basis of Calvary. In other words, what Jesus did makes it all possible. Everything is on the basis of Calvary, but it comes through the power of Pentecost. Somebody say Pentecost. I don't earn it. I don't have to work for it. I receive it. Somebody say, I receive it. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. Power to do what? Well, fill in the blank.
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is now open. Black Beauty offers top quality hair products, human and synthetic hair. Get more value for less money and look your best. Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is located in Port St. Lucie at 1702 Southwest Bayshore Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They can be reached at 772-380-6457, 380-6457.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.